Hello from a show that's become part of the American weekend scene, NBC's Monitor 66. I'm Brad Crandall. We note that a New Jersey father, worried about his 17-year-old son spending a lonely birthday in London, placed this ad in the London Times. It's Bill's birthday today. He's here on holiday from New Jersey. Ring him up at Terminus 8940. Readers of the London Times called. 104 of them. And we'll be talking with an interesting person right here in just a few minutes. A man who flew through the eye of Hurricane Faith. Meanwhile, listen to Billy Strange and have a tequila. Hurricane Faith has now grown into a very lethal storm as she churns menacingly around the Caribbean. Tonight, on our monitor phone, we've got a man who flew through the eye of Hurricane Faith today. He's Commander John Lawrence, Executive Officer of the U.S. Navy's Airborne Early Warning Squadron 4, based in Jacksonville, Florida. Good evening, Commander Lawrence.
How are you, sir?
I understand, sir, you were the co-pilot on today's flight. Is that correct?
That is correct.
What's it like going into the eye of a hurricane?
Well, we had about 35 knots of wind as we approached the eye of the storm from the southwest, and as we, this was about 75 miles from the eye itself, and as we proceeded to turn into the eye, the wind steadily built, turbulence increased, we were flying at 900 feet above the surface of the water.
May I ask a question, sir? Why so low?
Well, we tried to stay under the cloud deck. It's raining there. The cloud deck, the bottom of the clouds, are about 1,000 to 1,100 feet. And if you get up into the clouds, you get extreme turbulence, which could tear the airplane apart.
Then you, in other words, when you get into the clouds, you get what they call shear action. Is that it?
Yes, vertical wind forces.
Yes, sir. Well, now, how much risk is there in this type of a mission, such, for example, as today?
Last year had an airplane get sucked up into the clouds, and he lost first one tip tank and then another in this large 140,000-pound aircraft, and it twisted the aircraft bad enough that it could never fly again. Nine people were removed from the aircraft when it finally got back to base by stretcher, and some hurt fairly seriously.
It's not exactly a quiet afternoon's flight, then.
No, it takes quite a professional crew in the airplane to do this. Navy boys have been trained for long periods of time, and flying at 900 feet, you don't have much clearance off the water. It's all on instruments, black, very, very heavy rain like you've never seen before. And as you get into the toward the eye itself, you go into what's called a wall cloud. This is like a donut in the center, the wall cloud being the donut itself. And in the center, the hole of the donut, it's very fairly calm in there.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you reach a point where the winds just about cancel each other out. You have a confused sea, but no winds, no turbulence, and actually you can see blue sky sometimes.
Trouble is that then you got to turn around and go home again.
That's right. And with the use of very high-precision radar, we're able to find the weak spot and get on in there in the what we call the softest spot. Now, we had winds of 110 knots as we went through about 5 miles of this very dense wall cloud or heavy rain coming out of the wall cloud, and then we broke out in the center. We estimate the winds to the north were probably up in the neighborhood of around 140 knots.
Well, Commander, may I say thank you very much for talking to us on monitor, and I imagine you'd like to get a little rest.
Yes, there was quite an afternoon out there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Commander John Lawrence, co-pilot of one of the U.S. Navy's airborne early warning squadron planes that flew into the eye of Hurricane Faith today.
I hear a different drummer. I hear another beat. I'm marching to a rhythm from a distant street. I'd like to stay here, Johnny. I'm sure your song is fine, but I hear a different drummer playing mine. It pleases me to think that I think as I please. I'm bothered not at all when someone disagrees. He's welcome to his song, and any time it's played, I'll cheer the man along, but I won't join his parade. I hear a different drummer. I hear another beat. I'm marching to a rhythm from a distant street. I'd like to stay here, Johnny. I'm sure your song is fine, but I hear a different drummer playing mine. A man at Walden Pond began the song I hum. He learned it from his heart, not from a hollow drum. The note he struck was brave. He sang it loud and clear. When other music plays, only his song do I hear. I hear a different drummer. I hear another beat. I'm marching to a rhythm from a distant street. I'd like to stay here, Johnny, and I'm sure your song is fine, but I hear a different drummer. I hear a different drummer. Drummer, I hear another beat. I'm marching to a rhythm from a distant street. I'd like to stay here, Johnny. I'm sure your song is fine, but I hear a different drummer playing.
Robert Goulet's latest, I Hear a Different Drummer, with lyrics, I suppose, by Henry David Thoreau. And you're tuned to Where Things Are Always Different, New and Lively. Where else but on the monitor beacon?
The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Brad Crandall, your NBC Monitor host, giving way to Roger Williams. It's Born Free. Thank you.
In the old days, at Chalk's Flying Service, only Leonard, the freight manager, and Mrs. Franklin in the office smoked L&M's. Now Ned Ames has come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
It's 20 minutes after the hour, and time for Vicki Carr to sing My Heart Reminds Me.
I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music, and that reminds me, dear.
For the up-to-the-minute sports results from the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. At the White Marsh Valley Country Club, lean and tired Don January shot a 71, just enough to win the $110,000 Philadelphia Golf Classic by one stroke over defending champion Jack Nicklaus. January finished with a 72-hole total of 278, 10 under par. Nicklaus put on a final round charge, fired a 67, including two eagles on the front nine. Nicklaus actually had a two-stroke lead when they got to the 12th hole, but January came back, birdied the 14th, Nicklaus bogeyed the 15th, while January came up with another birdie to forge ahead. It was January's first tournament win since the 1963 Tucson Open. Arnold Palmer, third-round co-leader with January, took a double bogey on the front nine, finished in a three-way tie for third at 281 with Bob Golby and Gene Littler. George Knutson and Chuck Courtney had 282s. Billy Martindale and Bob Charles 283. Baseball in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the San Francisco Giants 5-2. Don Sutton, helped out by three homers, beat Gaylord Perry. In the first game of doubleheader, St. Louis had a two-run first inning, beat Pittsburgh 3-2. Ray Washburn bested Vern Law. Cincinnati won its fifth straight, downing Philadelphia 5-2. Jim Maloney winning his 14th, Larry Jackson taking the loss. Beta Pinson homered for the Reds. Atlanta defeated the New York Mets 8-4. Clay Carroll got the win, Dennis Rybant the loss. Braves homers by Eddie Matthews and Rico Carty. Houston beat Chicago 4-3. Larry Durka the winner, Bill Hands the loser. Home runs for the Cubs by Billy Williams and Byron Brown. In the American League, Boston edged league-leading Baltimore 3-2. Darryl Brandon the winner, Ed Fisher the loser. The New York Yankees beat Detroit 8-1. Fritz Peterson over Mickey Lolich. Joe Pepitone hit a home run for New York. So did Steve Whitaker. It was a grand slammer. Norm Cash homered for the Tigers. Washington won its fifth straight, beating Cleveland 3-2. Ron Klein the winner, Louis Tiant the loser. Dick Houser homered for Cleveland. Kansas City scored twice in the sixth, beat California 2-1. Jim Nash beat Fred Newman. Chicago beat Minnesota 4-3 in 15 innings. Joel Horlin got the win. Minnesota's Harmon Killebrew hit his 29th homer. And in pro football in the AFL, Oakland beat Denver 52-21. In harness racing at DuCoin, Illinois, 10 colts and 2 fillies have been named to start in Wednesday's running of the Hamiltonian Stakes for 3-year-old trotters. Now, if all 12 trotters start, the gross purse will be $122,000, with the winner's share $60,000. And that reminds me that next Saturday, the $250,000 added New Hampshire sweepstakes will take place at Rockingham Park. That's it in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Open a new window, open a new door. Travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you'll find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you ought to be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window. Walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you want to be is three-dimensional, soaking up right under your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new thing. The fizz doesn't taste too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway.
From the musical MAME, Julius LaRosa giving us a little fresh air with Open a New Window.
Well, life is apparently back to normal in Kenosha, Wisconsin this week. Two teams both claimed they won in a catch-the-greased pig contest, and an hour-long fight started during which the pig was forgotten. Officers finally found it hiding in a truck, and probably thinking, people is people. This is Monitor, available everywhere in the nation. In Morgantown, West Virginia, folks hear us on WAJR. And this is Brad Crandall for our listeners everywhere.
Driving tonight? Take Monitor with you on the NBC Radio Network.
It's 25 minutes before the hour. Congratulations, you've made it. Keep up the good driving. Mobile wants you to live. And from NBC's Summertime Monitor, greetings. This is Brad Crandall. Upcoming, a report from Ted Webb on the sport of speed, and later on, a visit to a real jumpin' ghost town. But here and now, let's turn to Matt Monroe, who is, in fact, already underway with This Is the Life.
This is the life. Here's where the living is. This is the life. Baby, you're there. This is the life. You've waited long enough. Girl, you've arrived. Breathe in that air. Wine and perfume. Silver and candlelight. Children, make way. I'm here to stay. Nothing but class. That's how it's gonna be. This is the life for me. House at the beach. Dinners at 21. Head waiter smile. When you walk in, hand tailored suits, shirts with your monogram, feel of real silk next to your skin. Top of the heap, first cabin all the way. How sweet the song when you. Nothing but class. That's how it's gonna be. This is the life for me. This is the life. This is the life. This is the life.
At the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint, Pennsylvania, with Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the Pennsylvania Grade Crude Oil Association and the many excellent service stations from coast to coast that carry and depend on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted Webb will be along in a moment. You know, friends, it was Saturday, August 27th in the year 1859, Titusville, Pennsylvania, that the world's first oil well was being drilled. At 69 feet, the drill dropped 6 inches into a crevice, and up came the first oil ever attained through drilling. It also turned out to be the finest, finer than any ever found in all other crude oil regions of the world. Today, we know that the unique difference of crude from the Pennsylvania region is its special molecular structure. We know that when Pennsylvania crude is refined, it produces a motor oil of superior lubricity, or oiliness. We know that this lubricating ability lasts longer, protects automobile engines far better than oil from any other region of the world. So, for happier motoring and for the lasting good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. Sport of Speed originates from the Oswego Speedway in upstate New York, where today the Sprint Division stars of the United States Auto Club raced for the first time in the history of that sanctioning body. A near-capacity turnout was on hand to cheer Mario Andretti of Nazareth, Pennsylvania, as he won his second major race in 2 days, a 100-lapper on this 5/8-mile bank-paved oval. Yesterday, he won the 200-mile championship event at Milwaukee. Don Branson led the field today from the green flag to the 83rd lap, when Mario took over and was never threatened. Branson finished second, third went to Roger McCluskey of Tucson, fourth was Norman Brown of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and fifth went to Bob Unser of Albuquerque. Average speed for the race was 101.70 miles an hour. Yesterday at Milwaukee, Gordon Johncock followed Andretti across the line. Joe Leonard was third, Jim McElreese fourth, and Billy Foster finished fifth. Some 33,000 fans contributed to a record $49,000 purse for the Milwaukee event. Friday night at Indiana State Fairgrounds in Indianapolis, Don White won a 100-mile race for the USAC late model stockers, followed by Norm Nelson and A.J. Foyt. The Erie County, New York Fair races at Hamburg on Saturday featured the United Racing Club sprinters. And the 30-lap feature was won by Hank Rogers of Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Second was Dick Kelm of Clinton, Pennsylvania. And third was Ernie McCoy of Reading, Pennsylvania. The North Star Century 100-lapper for the IMCA sprinters at the Minnesota State Fair in St. Paul was won today by a newcomer, Russ Larson of Cumberland, Wisconsin. Jerry Daniels from St. Paul took second, and Jerry Richard from Forest Lake, Minnesota, took third. This is Ted Webb for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. Insist on them for the lasting good of your engine. This is Mel Allen reporting for Monitor Sports.
Oh.
Mashkenada, and it certainly was. More than nothing, that is, provided by Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66. You know, in Spanish, they say no IDK for sort of like, you know, you're welcome or it's not important. You know what that translates to literally? It is of no what. Oh, come on.
Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. After Coke, after Coke, after Coke, after Coke.
A new comedy album is catching on fast all over the country. It's a takeoff on Our First Family, and we'll have an excerpt for you in just 1 minute here on the Monitor Beacon. And next, Monitor on Stage. You know, asking a father for his daughter's hand in marriage is seldom done in America these days. However, it happens next, right here, in this spoof of The Great Society Wedding. The nervous young man approaches the man he hopes will be his future father-in-law, and he says...
Hello, Mr. President.
Howdy, son. From the looks of you, I guess you're here to talk about the poverty program.
That's not it at all.
Well, what is it? Come to see my scar?
No, no.
What am I, some kind of freak or something?
Of course not, sir.
Well, what is it? I'm not giving out any more pans.
I'm here to talk to you about marriage.
I'm already married, sir.
No, I want to marry your daughter.
Well, fine. Anything else on your mind?
You mean it's okay, just like that?
Well, sure. It's about time Linda Bird settled down.
No, not Linda Bird, Lucy Baines.
Uh-oh, the Catholic one. Sit down, son. So it's true what I've been reading in Drew Pearson, Earl Wilson.
But I love Lucy.
Sheila Graham, Walter Lippmann.
I know it could work.
Alder Winchell, Ed Sullivan.
Sir, I know I can... And of course, Lucy has a little money of her own.
She'd have to.
Well, I understand when you were first married, you didn't have much money.
Well, I had to offer something to my bird.
Did you have a regular job, sir?
No, I was a speech teacher. You see, being president is easy compared to being a speech teacher.
Sir, do we have your blessing?
Well, I'll have to discuss it this afternoon with the little woman.
But isn't Mrs. Johnson out helping to beautify the United States?
Yes, son, she's in Canada.
What little woman are you going to discuss it with?
Nancy Nickerson, NBC.
Monitor on Stage, featuring some of the people who were not invited to the real ceremony in a successful attempt to tickle our national funny bone. We need to laugh at ourselves. You know, another thing we need to is, well, let's let the new Christy Minstrel say it.
What the world needs now.
Next on Monitor, the Mobile Travel Guide of the Air, brought to you by mobile dealers who want you to drive carefully because they want you to live. A trip to California in what's probably the liveliest ghost town you've ever heard at Knott's Berry Farm, right after this message.
Hi there in the car. This is Henry Morgan. How many times in your life have you been traveling and stopped to eat at a restaurant or stayed at a motel and wished afterwards that you'd only known then what you know now, but you didn't, and it's too late to do anything about it? About 55,000 times? Well, then, you should know that there just happens to be a thing around called the Mobile Travel Guide. It rates over 21,000 hotels, motels, and restaurants all across the country, and it's the best news for travelers since restrooms. Of course, you can do this for yourself and not waste your money on the Mobile Travel Guide, except you probably only get one vacation a year, and it could take your whole 2 weeks just checking restaurants and motels. And, of course, you could just find a few good places and keep going back to them year after year, but that's not very exciting, is it? So instead, why don't you stop at a mobile station and get yourself a copy of the Mobile Travel Guide? It costs less than you could pay for one rotten meal.
And now for a report on what can happen to a ghost town with a little imagination. Knott's Berry Farm in California.
This is Roy Neal for Monitor at a ghost town in California. Not an ordinary ghost town by any means. Well, this one is near the city of Los Angeles and has been fully restored for the entertainment of modern Americans. It's called Knott's Berry Farm, and more than 4 million people a year visit the attraction spread out over 200 acres here. For starters, let's take a ride on the Calico and Ghost Town Railway. This is a real old-time affair, complete with a big black engine, narrow-gauge rails, orange cars with hardback seats, filled with happy tourists. Oh, here comes some robbers. Oh, help me. Two men, dressed in black, firing real guns with blanks, just went through the car. They're probably on the way back to rob the mail car. Goes to show you, anything can happen at Ghost Town.
Ghost Town, near the end of the line. Ghost Town.
Downtown in a ghost town gives you an eerie feeling of being back 100 years or more in time, except for the folks in modern dress, mingling with the ladies in gingham, and the miners sauntering past the Calico Saloon, Boot Hill, the gun shop, the livery stable. On over there is the Birdcage Theater, where the marquee advertises real old-time melodrama. We're aboard the Butterfield stage now. 4 spirited horses taking us along at about 15 miles an hour that feel like 60. The thin-rimmed wheels ride a little hard on the track as we whiz by a beautiful little chapel by a small blue lake and an Indian trading post. There are real Indians here in costume. Over there is old McDonald's farm. Our stagecoach has just been robbed. But what's a ghost town without a gold mine? And here at Knott's Berry Farm, you can climb aboard a mine train and go right into the heart of one. That's where we are now. Our guide is Harry Suker, better known as Polecat.
Well, we're getting down here near the 3,000-foot level. Off there to the right of the train pretty soon, you'll be able to see a real particular type of shoring. This type of shoring had made the mining of the famous Comstock Lode possible.
Turn off.
Hold on, I'm going to make a run for it. Look out for those timbers overhead. Look out, those pieces are breaking. It's a cave in. Look down back there. Get down there. Was that a close one?
I guess we made it. We were sure lucky. That about completes our little trip. We hope you've had a good time. If you're sitting by the doors, raise those seats. You'll be able to step right out. Thank you.
Of course, there's more in this ghost town, including the organ grinder. At Knott's Berry Farm, matter of fact, you can pan for gold and actually get some. Have your picture taken in the picture gallery. Ride the riverboat Cordelia Cay. The Old West, recaptured with all its gusto for the more sophisticated people of our time. This is Roy Neal at Knott's Berry Farm in California for your mobile travel guide of the air.
The Mobile Travel Guide of the Air was brought to you by the Mobile Travel Guides, which list and rate over 21,000 motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants across the country. If you don't already have a copy of the Mobile Travel Guide, you can buy one at most mobile stations. While you're there, we hope you'll try a tank full of mobile gas and other mobile products. And when you drive away, we hope you'll have a good time and enjoy your trip. But most of all, we at Mobile hope you'll remember to drive carefully, because most of all, we want you to live. Listen for the Mobile Travel Guide of the Air next weekend on Monitor. Oh, and here's something else we associate with traveling.
Coke. After Coke.
After Coke.
After Coke. Things go better with
Coca-Cola.
Go better with
things go better with Coke.
Richard's Flugel Nights with A Sign of the Times. Oh, and speaking of signs of the times, we hope you take note of those that say slow, curve, dangerous intersection, speed limit, things like that. They're put there for your protection. I'm Brad Crandall, and Monitor News on the Hour is next.
For a follow-up on organized crime, stay with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
Hey, you a fan of the Bums? Remember Jackie Robinson, Pee-wee Reese, and Campy and Duke? Well, they're all on the ballot for the all-time All-Star National League team, and they're eligible to play in WNBC's spectacular sports event, the Dream World Series. Get your official ballot in the Daily News or the New York Post and put those old Dodgers back in action against stars like Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ty Cobb, and Walter Johnson. Bring them back for one more great World Series. The Dream World Series on WNBC. Stop dreaming about it and vote. And if you need a little help, ask Bill Mazur weekdays from 5 to 7 on Plaza 78866. The Dream World Series is brought to you in part by Ballantine Beer. Hey, friend, have you tasted today's Ballantine Beer? If you haven't, you're missing plenty. Ballantine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine Beer. Pour a glass and see for yourself. Big and bright, crisp and light. Today's Ballantine is the greatest ever. Tastes so smooth and easy going down. Yes, just one glass and you'll agree Ballantine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Ballantine Beer. WNBC AM and FM New York.